all of those ears you're reaching on Minnesota Public Radio and get them to come back to, or discover TBTL. That's what I want
to
know.
Well, I've been subtly doing it by each week starting the show with a monologue that's usually based on something I said on TBTL that week. I was talking to one of the folks that works on LiveWire now. Actually, I don't know if I was talking to Lauren about this, but we have a dear listener to TBTL, Lauren Masterson. She's also our operations manager on LiveWire. We've got Lynn Pham, super fan of both TBTL and LiveWire. And they were apparently in the back of the room during our last LiveWire broadcast. And I started to talk about, I can't even remember what the monologue was. It was about renovating this house. And apparently one of them leaned over to the other one. I can already tell this story doesn't make sense because Lynn is always sitting in like the front row of the theater. So he wouldn't have been in the back. Anyway, Lauren was telling somebody, this is going to be a TBTL story. That's how she talks about it. Yeah. Her name is Large Marge. She drives a semi-truck. She had a run-in with Paul Rubens.
I'm a fan of her work.
Anyway, my point is anybody who carefully follows TBTL and carefully follows LiveWire has learned that most of what I say on LiveWire is something I workshopped here on the show. So in a way, Andrew, it's all interconnected.
Well, here's what you need to do then. When you're done with one of your tight, nicely presented and thought out monologues at the beginning of the show, maybe what you can do as you kind of power out of that, say, now, if you'd like to hear the atonal jazz version of that story, check out my podcast, TBTL, where things are just you never know when you're going to get a honking saxophone solo just squawking away at you.